How very many and different are the reasons that we have assembled here tonight. What has come for the perfect topping on the season. Another part has come to flow down the river of tradition on these candles, these greens, this glorious music. Some part have come for the ancient story, part for honor, part to praise God. Part have come for a time to be with family, for you do not know how many times more you may be with just this one and just that. Indeed, you hardly dare ask whether these very loved ones may always be near. Ask not, says the poet, for whom the bell tolls. It tolls for thee. But after all is said, it really takes something deep to bring a whole culture out on one night all over the lands. Something dark in the middle of the night, something light piercing that. Things don't appear so serious on the surface. Half of us is already out the door, aware that we have things to wrap and to tape. The children, some of them, if they're still here, are already into tomorrow. They're not waiting at all. After these candles are out, we'll leave. It doesn't feel so very serious, perhaps. Some of us are ready for tomorrow's hail and warm greetings. A million lips will carry the words tomorrow. Tens of millions, really. Some of us are already hearing in our hearts something like Scrooge's great call out the window when he says, "Hallo, my fine fellow. Do you know the poachers in the next street? But one at the corner? Do you know whether they've sold the prize turkey? No, not the little one, the big one." It's a busy, fruitful day tomorrow. Do we have time for the seriousness of the spirits of the night? It still is night. And night has an advantage, for the smallest of light can only be seen in the dark. You see some things better then. And one thing I have seen through years, as I've watched faces old and young come to these Christmas Eve services, is that Christmas Eve is a nightlight in God's house. And God's house is the world. When visitors come to stay with you, you run them through a ritual, don't you? You say, here's the bed, and here are the linens, and here's the bathroom, and we leave this light on all night. I can't count the number of times a host has said that to me or my family. And the reason for it is plain. Visitors are strangers in the dark. And little ones are strangers still in the dark. So we need that light as a symbol of welcome, but we need it as an instrument for guidance and safety. On earth, which is God's house, we need a nightlight too. Our stay here on earth is only brief. We're not home. Tonight, we're listening to the host, the heavenly host, the Lord of the house, who welcomes you and shelters you for the night and bids me tell you now, we leave the light on, Christ's light, all night. It is night indeed, and you and I, we are strangers. There is guidance and safety and welcome. We leave this light on always. It is a light to our humanity, for all humanity. It is Christmas Eve. So what is the dark? Do we really need to say? It's a kind of pathos, really, that though I do not know most of you, blind, I could pin a tail on the burden, the beast of your burdens. Right? Anybody could. Let us pray. You may keep your eyes open as we offer this prayer, or let it be a kind of guided meditation. Let us pray for the mother who is not here, for the father not here, whether for distance or disaffection, divorce, disease, death, drunkenness. We pray for love that has wavered and collapsed like a tower misbuilt on shifting sands. For the bitterness of living married with a stranger who carries no love to the house, no wood to the stove. For minds gone wandering into darkness beyond the last light. For those whose seriousness is shut up inside them, and who talk and talk and talk to keep ghosts of truth away. We pray for teenagers who, for confusion and no love, run their lives to a cliff. We pray for practicers of lies who have burned holes in their lives, like a great tapestry marred, still hanging. We pray for men who hit their wives and do not cease. For women learning how no more to bear this. For children bent into poverty of mind and body by their parents' drink. For men and women disabled and imprisoned more by others' disregard than by their infirmities. For beloved ones who died too soon. For those who face their body's verdict, multiple sclerosis, cancer, heart disease, arthritis, AIDS, all these words that have severed what was from what is yet to come. We pray for those who play at solitaire, though they would rather have been good at hearts. For those who push in business and push and push to get their way till all the gift for sifting right and wrong is gone. For all of us who push and push the earth to deliver up our way at our price till sense is spent for all creatures great and small made one in God. For those who have buried life's mate, and we hardly know or stop to hear with you the silent movies of a thousand joys gone winking into night. We pray for women in lawless lands, raped and killed as they hunt for wood to make the daily meal. We pray for our own wills that crumple in the face of evil, counting the cost of resistance. Amen and amen and enough, for we could go on all night. Does it seem that to pray such hard things is not the Christmas spirit? See it by another light this night. For just this we have this silent night. The shepherd's news is good news only because the dark is dark with sorrows. If God be born into this house, this world, with eye all open for all who suffer here, then God is God as you had not dared hope. God who leaves a light on that you may find your way through any night from that first to this last. It is this that has made men shout for joy and women mother Christ. When I was small, my mother had us children say a little poem. Can you see it? Four children arrayed on a staircase. There are pictures of this. I know it happened. Each one with a fat candle in his hand. And together we said, I have a Christmas candle, a candle tall and red. I light it in the evening and place it by my bed. Then if the little Christ child should come on Christmas night, he'll enter into my small room and bless me in my light. John the Evangelist said it for all the world 2,000 years ago. This life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness. The darkness has not overcome it. It is on all night. Amen.